One part of this history that I wasn't as familiar with, and it didn't just affect Nintendo, seemed like it affected everybody, was this crash that happened in video games in the 1980s. And I was wondering if you could talk about that, like what exactly happened. Do we know like why exactly people kind of stopped buying video games in this certain time period?
Okay, so starting from the mid 70s, Atari was selling the VCS, which was then turned into the 2600, and millions of people bought them, and each one of those millions of people bought, you know, 5 to 10 video games. And this sounded like a great sort of razor blades and razors business model, where so long as you get the console into the house, then people are buying these $40-$35 games every month or so. So everyone wanted to chase that business model. Everyone wanted to make the hardware, everyone wanted to make the software, but no one was able to get the user base that Atari did. But because of that, the electronic stores were filled with dozens and dozens of different consoles and computers that weren't interchangeable with each other. And each one of them had their own suite of proprietary games and software. And no one had the market base. No one had the install base in order to be successful. And so the game makers weren't making money, and the electronic stores weren't making money. And the consumers, no matter what they bought, felt like, well, I'm only getting 7% of the games in the market. So that ended up leading to the crash. There was just too much of everything out there, and no one had the market share.
On the other side of that, what kind of popped everything back into place? Like, what got us, or I guess Nintendo or any of these other companies, what got them out of the crash? Like, people just all of a sudden started buying games again?
One reason why we got out of the crash was that it was only the North American video game crash. We had talked before about how America was the whale, the biggest market out there, and lots of people launched their product exclusively in North America. So in Japan, the crash never happened. In Europe, the crash never happened. They had a whole different suite of consoles and computers that were out there. A smaller number, but it was a more stable install base. So it was only in North America, the biggest market, where all of a sudden, for a five-year period, no one seemed to be interested in buying video games, and no one was allowed to sell them or the video game hardware. So that was where Nintendo had a huge stroke of luck, because they were launching the Famicom, the family computer, which became very popular in Japan, and they rebranded it as the Nintendo Entertainment System, or NES, the gray box that is so iconic and familiar with the 1980s. They launched that at a time where all of America was now super, super hungry for a video game system, and here comes Nintendo like a savior delivering it to them.